Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the special edition of Undying Light. This is Reading Your Bible in a Year, and as noted on the previous few episodes, we're trying to keep this at about 10 minutes long, so no deep rabbit holes or anything like that, no exegetical explanations of scripture or anything like that, simply encouraging you to follow along this reading plan and dig into next week's reading plan. And hoping that you will listen to the show just in the framing of finding a few passages that might jump out at you and allowing you to just kind of sit and ponder on it. I made the comment last week that these passages are relatively short enough that you could read these upon wakening in the morning and then read it again at night before bed. And that gives you the ability to see them twice, and hopefully throughout the day, you'll have reflected or pondered what you read in the morning and see if that changes or influences how you read it at night. So that's my encouragement to you. What we're going to be doing now going forward, as I mentioned last week, is a recap of the previous week with the outlook of the coming week, in hopes that you will see some of these passages that you will intake and let you ponder some of the passages. So last week we talked about the Melchizedek, and that should have been on your last week's reading. We finished Job, and we saw the words from God to Job, and we met up with Abraham for the first time and got introduced to him and some covenants and some promises from God. And then this will take us all the way as today being Saturday. If you read Saturday's reading, you'll find a few key things here. But let's look at chapter 22 in particular. This would have been Friday's reading. I just want to highlight the sacrifice of Isaac. If you have the opportunity, go back and just reread it and look at a few verses here, 13 and 14 to be the most important ones of the story, and see that ram being provided and how that has a Christological impact on some foreshadowing to come. So just read those verses again and just ponder those and look at Christ being the sacrificial lamb. So that's how we would read Genesis 22. So next week, we will dig into chapter 27. So we are moving right along here. And we are going to meet up here with Isaac blessing Jacob in 27. And then we are going to make ourselves all the way down to chapter 45 of Genesis. Now, there's a lot of things that happen here in these verses, and you'll see Jacob's dream. You'll see Jacob marrying Leah and Rachel, Jacob's children, Jacob's prosperity in chapter 30, Jacob frees from Laban in 31, and you get to probably my favorite portion of all of Genesis, chapter 32. You'll read the first portion being Jacob fearing Esau, but then verses 22 through the end is when Jacob wrestles God. So here we have a pre-incarnation of Christ coming and wrestling with Jacob, and an interesting little blessing that Jacob receives, as well as the name changing to Israel. Then you'll see Jacob meeting Esau, and then you'll have the defiling of Dinah, and then you'll have in 35, God blesses and renames Jacob. The deaths of Rachel and Isaac. You'll have Esau's descendants in 36. Anytime you get to like a genealogy, like 36, you don't have to be able to pronounce the names. Just kind of read through it. And these are interesting because the descendants of Esau will have some impact later in the Old Testament, the Edomites. They'll become an enemy of Israel. So just pay attention to the genealogies. It's not like you have to be, you know, super, keyed in on those things, but just, you know, like I said, take a cognitive mental picture of them and just read through it. Don't skip them. I highly encourage you to read the genealogies because they are interesting and they can be impactful. So you're going to get to 37 and have Joseph's dreams, and 38 and you'll have Judah and Tamar. 39, Joseph and Potiphar's wife. So here's Joseph being sold off into slavery. He's going to be in Egypt. He's going to be tempted in these trials here. And then he'll be elevated in the kingdom of Egypt after he interprets a number of dreams, the first beginning with the two prisoners and then going on to Pharaoh's dreams in chapter 41. And then you have Joseph rising to power, beginning with the 37th verse through the end of that chapter. Then Joseph's brothers go to Egypt in 42. Joseph's brothers return to Egypt in 43. Joseph tests his brothers in 44. Joseph providing for his brothers and family, which will in fact then be the reading, ending of the reading for you this week. So there's a lot that takes place. Again, we're not doing this, per day. So it's hard to just sit and dig into three chapters and be like, you know, really examine this and examine that and consider this and consider that. And what I really want to encourage is to read these twice. There's 2 to 3 chapters a day in reading, and it takes 10 or 15 minutes. If you have a Bible app on your phone, chances are you have an Audible Bible and it'll read for you. So you can just, you know, get ready in the morning as you're shaving or you're, you know, doing your makeup or whatever, set your phone next to you and hit play and read and listen to it. I would recommend having one time of the two, if you do it twice a day, if you have one time where you can sit and just listen, don't be doing other things, don't be running to and fro, don't have it play in the car with your family and kids, just sit down and have it play or read it physically and ponder what is being said. The other time, you can just have it being played and just start to audibly hear it, so you can start to put the words into your mind. That's not a terrible thing to do, because I do it myself quite often. But take one time out of the two and just dedicate 15 minutes to reading it. Shouldn't take very long. Even a slow reader like myself, I can get through it relatively quick. But pay attention to a lot of these, you know, kind of elevations and valleys that these people go through. We saw Isaac being, almost sacrificed. And then we see Jacob and Esau in the battle there. We saw Jacob wrestling with God. We saw the brothers hating Joseph and trying to kill him, and then ended up selling him into slavery into Egypt. And all of these are very pivotal, and they have a lot of prophetic connections to Christ. And so, you know, when I encourage you to read the Old Testament, it is to read it in sight of Christ coming. You know, when we talked about Isaac and the lamb and the sacrifice of Isaac, that lamb being the sacrificial lamb to Israel. And so Christ being that lamb. And so we see a lot of Christology spread throughout all the Old Testament. And I highly encourage you to just spend a few minutes listening to the words, reading those words, and seeing if you can find Christ. I always say that any preacher that tells you you shouldn't or don't need to read the Old Testament, throw it away, right? You have to read and understand the Old Testament. You don't have to know all of the interconnections and all the fine pieces and all the laws and all that stuff, but just understand the stories and look for how Christ is connected and working in all of them, right? We met him in Genesis 32 as he wrestles with Jacob. That's huge. The pre-incarnated Christ in the body of a man wrestling Jacob. Phenomenal stuff. So that's what we are going to do. In the show notes, I'll have, you know, this the previous week's readings and the next week's readings as well. And I hope you guys are enjoying these short little episodes. Some might be a little bit longer. You know, this one's going to be right under 10 minutes. So next week, we'll dig into the context of Genesis, and we'll probably recap a little bit and then look forward to finishing Genesis and moving on. I think we might get to Exodus if I have my calculations correct, but I don't know yet. I'll have to do all that next week. So until then, have a great week, guys. Hope you enjoy this. See y'all later.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.